But you're also talking about money, and you don't cover that in school. You don't learn how to talk about what I'm worth and how does that translate into a salary. And what you're worth is a little bit about doing a lot of different things to get you prepared for that first tough conversation.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Loved having this guest on the program, Sunny Snook, no stranger to the show, from Aureus Medical Staffing, one of our longtime sponsors. They get the inside scoop on things like salary negotiations. Yeah, hot topic any time of year, but especially for new grads coming out of PT school. Sunny breaks it down for you with her top tips on how to negotiate that thing that no one loves to do. A real checklist to keep close as we go toward job season. The first round brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for a certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
Like craft beer for your ears.
This is the PT Pinecast.
And we're live. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Bringing in a no stranger to the show, Sunny from Aureus. Sunny, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
We mentioned in the title of this live broadcast is secret salary negotiations. I know with students, this topic comes up, and it's not just limited just to students. New grads, seasoned professionals, nobody likes talking about salary or money. They don't like it, and when they start doing it, they get the sweaty palms. Mm-hmm. They start to get flushed face. With Aureus, leaders in travel PT, you guys, not only with travel PT assignments, you're able to get into a lot of different parts of the entire PT career experience. A lot of things outside of the classroom that maybe we're given, you know, 5 or 10 seconds worth of time while we're in school, but now it's time to put the rubber to the road, right?
Yeah. And so I want to kind of touch on what you said about people just feel uncomfortable about talking about money. And so when you're going in for that first time position and you're looking for that full time, it's just hard because you're talking about your livelihood, but you're also talking about money, and you don't cover that in school. You don't learn how to talk about what I'm worth and how does that translate into a salary and what you're worth. So it's a little bit about doing a lot of different things to get you prepared for that first tough conversation. Yeah. So hopefully today you'll learn a lot of interesting tips that will help you feel a little bit more comfortable.
I want to preface this by saying, like, look, Sunny's not just, she didn't just Google this and figure it out. You've been with Aureus for how long?
I've been with Aureus for 10 years. I've been with the staffing field for 20, but I also hired people for probably an additional 7 years when I was a therapist running an adolescent treatment center too. So just been around it a lot, but then also interviewing myself and having to learn the ropes, what has worked for me in salary negotiations or interviewing. So just experience not only as a hiring manager, but also as someone going through the process.
You've been on both sides of a table.
Yeah.
And that's really, really valuable, that experience stuff. When you can find some people with it, pay attention to it, grab hold of it, and write some of those notes down. But we've actually got it for you. So super secret salary negotiations with Sunny from Aureus. See all those S's? It's good to have the alliteration. Super secret salary negotiations with Sunny Snook. From Aureus. So where should people start?
Well, first of all, you need to do your research. And that's important because a lot of times you go in and you hear and you get fluffed up a lot about, gosh, great career, great degree. But, and even not only as a new grad, but even as a seasoned person, you have that experience. But you have to do your research because not all locations pay the same. So going to websites such as salary.com, Glassdoor, payscale.com, those are all great sites that's going to give you an idea. And keep in mind, salary changes based on location, based on setting. So those are all going to play a different factor into what that salary could be for you. Once you do that research, you're going to notice that a lot of those sites will have pay range. So it's going to show up pretty much like a curve. And a lot of times, human nature, we tend to go to the right side of the scale.
Which, I do.
Yeah, exactly, right? What's that highest amount? And they tend to give you that median. And now median is different than average. So median is basically what's that middle amount based on reported salaries, right? And so, but as a new grad, you're going to want to look at that left end of the scale, because that's where a lot of times that hiring manager is going to first pitch you that position, is going to be where that base beginning rate is. As a seasoned person, you can look at that median and look at that right hand side of this scale, but also know it's going to vary based on location. So just don't research PT in Oregon, research PT in outpatient setting Oregon. You're going to find that there's a lot of salary.com and payscale.com that will allow you to drill down to more specifics.
Be a really good educated consumer. We talk about this in PT school with research, but you know where those places like salary.com or pay.com or Glassdoor, where are they getting their information? A lot of times they don't tell you this, but a lot of times it's from a couple of different sources. Yeah. So they're basing that curve on, I mean, you'd be shocked at how little information that they have, because people aren't always so share. They don't want to share how much they make.
Yep. And so you got to be reasonable too, and really just do your research and know where you're going. I am always floored when I find out that people move to a location and then they're shocked about the pay. And I'm like, well, did you research? Did you find out from other people that are there, or check the websites to find out what the going ranges are in that area? Although you are making something in one area, it doesn't mean it's going to translate into the other. So that's where a recruiting company or staffing company can really help you experience that information, know that. So
where would a good place to go, or a couple online resources to actually do some of that research, or what would you suggest?
I like payscale.com. I also like salary.com. Glassdoor is another one, but payscale.com and salary.com are probably my two favorite ones that I like to look at. They pull in from many different resources and reports, but there are so many out there that nowadays that you can look at just a lot of. And, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics also provide information about what real data that's reported in different locations as well too. So you can drill down on their site too.
I like defaulting to what's comfortable for me, which is talking to people, you know, talking to people in the, but you have to, like, as you led the show off with, you need to be specific. This job in this setting, in this geographic area, at this time of year, you have to think about that. If you're just after a graduation, that market might be flooded with new grads who are willing to be on the left side of that curve because it's their first position. But knowing is half the battle. That's one of the lines from, it's one of my famous lines from my childhood, G.I. Joe. Do your research.
Yeah. Right. And also know, like, the location also plays a point. So if you are going to Denver, Colorado, where a lot of people want to go, you're probably not going to have the salary that you want there, because people want to be there. And so the market can be a little bit flooded. Yeah. I always tell people that degree doesn't guarantee where you want to go, but also what you want to get paid. So you have to be flexible, but also realistic.
Yeah, we asked three questions on all the episodes of PT Pinecast. And one of those questions is, where would you go if you were, you know, just given a free 13-week assignment to go be a PT anywhere? And Colorado is by far number one, followed closely by Hawaii and Alaska. And you have to keep that in mind. If there's a lot of it's supply and demand. Where do we want to go next?
Our second point is, keep salary negotiations to the end. So you show your value if you go through the entire interview process. So don't talk about salary at the beginning and ever during the interview. You should wait to do your salary negotiations once you have the offer. Why? Well, because you show your short-term benefit by asking about salary. If I'm in an interview with someone and the first thing they ask me when I ask them what questions they have is, what am I going to make? Then I know that they're not in there for the long term. They're in there for the short term. And that, to me, is a concern as a hiring manager. You want to show your worth by going through the entire interview process. So don't ask it during your phone interview. Don't ask it during your live interview. Wait till you've got the offer before asking it.
As a physical therapist, imagine a patient sits down in front of you and one of the first questions they ask is, how much is it going to cost? They're already thinking about cost.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity to show your worth. Maybe focus on some things, some intangibles. And we've talked about this with Aria some previous episodes. Talk about those clinical rotations, those things you did outside the classroom.
Keep
stacking that deck in your favor before you go to check out of the actual conversation. You know, it's not a negotiation yet. Right now it's an interview.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is they're interviewing you to see how you're going to fit in with that team. And, you know, student outreach here at RIS, you know, they do a good job of prepping their students. And that's one of the things that we tell people is, hey, you know, you've got to show your value, but partly it's doing that research too of that company, of what you bring to the table. So your benefits, your areas that you need to work on, all of that is going to show your value, showcasing your skill set, showcasing your research, showcasing what you've done as a seasoned person to get you to that point now. That's going to help show your value. And that gives you more leverage when you get to that salary negotiation. Now, there are times when a hiring manager will bring it up themselves, and then that's okay. But I always say stall, because if you can wait till you get through that end of the process, go ahead. And you can actually say to them, you know, I would love to talk about salary, but I would like to, you know, go through that interview process, find out more about that, you as a company, and then also give you an idea of who I am. So I would like to wait until I receive an offer. If they really need to know right then, this is where you hope you would have done your research prior to, and you give an amount, a salary amount that is reasonable. And I would always aim a little bit higher, just because it's easier to negotiate down to where you need to be versus trying to negotiate back up.
Yeah, punt. I mean, I was always taught the first person to use a number loses. Yeah, I don't know how much that holds true, but what you had just said was show your worth, you know, and if they're going to be forcing that point on salary, listen, I get it. I know a lot of people in private practice, they want to cut to the chase and say, look, if you're going to be, if, are we in the same solar system here? You know, are we in the same zip code? Are we in the same area code? So they want to know that, and they might rush to that, but continue to show your value, because mm-hmm. that is the thing that's going to separate you. There's probably some other people in the waiting room or coming, you know, the next day to interview for that position. You can only really start to affect change and leave an impression on that person most effectively while you're sitting right in front of them. So trying to get that off of the how much will I cost versus how much can I bring? How much do I want to bring to your organization? I think that's a great point to remember.
Yeah.
Where are we going to next?
Well, our third tip is to basically think beyond take-home salary. So looking at your benefits. So sometimes it's just the nature of it where your facility may not be able to meet the demands that you have for salary just because they're limited budgetary demands, or they have a policy that says no, new grads or years of experience can only be started at this amount. And so you have to think beyond salary and start looking at those benefits. What's important to you? Is it medical insurance? Is it paid time off? Is it 401k? If you're going into an interview with a private practice, is it maybe eventually becoming a member of that practice, a co-owner? So think beyond salary and look at benefits, because that's really going to help set you up. Then you can really look at your pay as a total package. So your pay plus your benefits. And is that going to get you through the what you need?
Yeah, I love the fact that you not only bring this up, but you bring it up pretty high in the list. And listen, benefits packages and the other things, we'll put them in air quotes, the other things that come along mm-hmm. with a position, they are not all created equally. So you need to go back to number one, do some more research about what is this organization offering, and break that down, because on the surface, the cash and the check every 2 weeks might look bigger, but in the long run, or as you mentioned too, I love paid time off. If that's valuable to you, that's something you can weigh against a different salary offer, then that's valuable to you, and grab onto that. I love that.
Yeah. And that's important. And I love that you keep reiterating that research as well too, because you should know what your livelihood costs you, right? Sure. You should know what you can live off of and what you need to pay the bills, and also have some pocket money for leisure or whatever that is. You should know what your minimum is before you walk into a job. And if you don't, then I would probably ask you to go back and do that research again before you interview, because you should not go in blind. Ever.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We didn't bring up necessarily under that research heading when we started, which is do your internal research. Mm-hmm. That doesn't go without saying. We should say that. Make sure you ask, how much do I need to just pay the bills and get by? And then you make sure you at least hit that, and you can weigh the other options, the other things that are coming along with that package. That's a great point. Exactly. Where do we go next?
Let them know you're accepting if these certain things that you are, your non-negotiables are met. And so it's okay to let them know ahead of time. And it kind of gives them, like, if they're interested in you and they give you an offer, then it's okay for you to say, you know, I love this position. I love the company and what it stands for. I'm willing to accept if I can make this amount, or if I receive this type of benefit. Give them a reason to want to go back to the powers that be to pursue that. Can they do that avenue? That's important. But again, make sure that if is reasonable and applicable to where you are currently in your station.
This is a great negotiation tactic if you think you're close. If you're seeing a lot of those things that are, you're agreeing a lot of points. This is kind of like your last ditch. All right, I'm going to look to gain a couple of inches or a couple of feet here. Phrasing it that way, I love that. Let them know, hey, I would love to join your organization as long as these things have already been talked about. They're now being very, very specific and you're laying them out. And I love how you mentioned the person you're communicating with going back to the powers that be. That happens.
Yeah. Yes.
That happens. Make that person an advocate saying, listen, you know, this is Sunny here. We want her on the team. She has A, B, C, D, E. Let that person be an advocate for you because they're internal. They've got that cred within the organization. If they fight for you, you got a great chance of getting whatever that last thing you just mentioned was. If these things are met, I would love to join your organization. Love that.
Exactly.
All right. So we're at the last point, and I'll be honest, Sunny and I, you know, Sunny's got a pretty nice disposition. Okay. And I saw the notes for this particular broadcast, but I love talking about whys. I mean, that's what I do. So I don't understand this one. Your last point is don't talk about your personal whys. Sunny.
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly. Well, because I don't care. So if you're walking into the salary and you want to give me a sob story about your financial woes or your trip that you want to go to, and I know some of you are sitting back there going, does that really happen? Yes, I can tell you as a hiring manager, that really happens. So your whys or your woes, if you will, doesn't mean any more to me than the person that's already on my staff member. And it doesn't give you more leverage to make more. Your whys shouldn't be about, I've got a lot of college debt, or I've got a lot of debt in general. I should never know those things, because that in the back of my head is like, you know, responsibility and a lot of self-disclosure.
Not the time and place.
Not the time and place.
Not the person.
And I throw this in there and it always shocks people, but it's amazing what your nerves will do to you, and people will just kind of word vomit and they say all of these things. So come in prepared for your interview, but also come in prepared for your salary negotiations. That's important. Your whys should be, you know, I want to be a part of this culture. I want to be a part of this company, and I can add a lot of value by the work that I do for you. I'm great with people. I know that I am great at assessing, evaluating, so I can increase that caseload. Those numbers matter to anyone. I don't care who you are, whether you're a hospital, whether you're a skilled nursing home, patient clinic. Increasing patients' census in any business, even in healthcare, is what's going to keep those doors open. So they want to hear what value you bring.
I get it now. You know, don't talk about your personal whys, and the audience can see it on the screen during the Facebook Live. But I'm actually going to change the graphic. The graphic said, "Do not talk about your personal whys." I'm going to change it to, "Don't bring in your dirty laundry." You even mentioned, talk about what you're passionate about, what you can bring. Mm-hmm. So when I first read that, don't talk about your whys, I got real confused. I thought you'd lead with your whys.
No.
You're saying, don't talk about those woes. I like woes better. We can leave the woes.
Personal woes. I always have to throw that in there, because I have been in several interviews where I sit there, or when I go through the salary negotiation piece, and I'm like, I can't believe, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I can't believe I am learning about this. And so it does happen. Not the time. I do want to throw something out there too. Salary negotiations aren't easy for everyone. It's hard. It's a tough subject. And again, I'm going to bring this up. This is where having people like us help. So because we know when to push, we also get that background information about the clients that we're working with. So we can tell you what's reasonable. We can also tell you when to push a little bit more or when to pump the brakes. So if that's something that you're not comfortable with, rely on someone like us to kind of help you out.
It's big. It goes a long way. You know, it can make a big, big difference, especially if you're going to stay in an organization for a long time, that thing that can add up on those little those little things that you guys have seen, a big difference in your day to day. More information at aureusmedical.com, as you can see on the screen. That's aureusmedical.com. This already makes me feel a little better, and I've done this. This is, you know, this is my second career. I've done this before, but it never gets easy. I would never say that I would look forward to a negotiation. It always feels a little bit stressful.
Just come in confident. Come in assertive, but not arrogant. Be reasonable and flexible, because the way that you negotiate with your hiring manager is the way that they're going to perceive how you're going to be as a teammate. So just remember that.
So to review, do your research, you know what you need to get by, and know what the area, the setting, the location, geography is actually going to be offering. Be smart. Walk in with that information. Keep salary negotiations to the end. Talk about your value, what you can bring, all those great things first, and be interviewing the whole time. Do you even want to go there? That's a great time to figure that out. Thinking beyond that salary, what else does a package come with? All of those things are not created equally. Let them know if, you know, if A, B, and C are met, I would love to join your organization. That's a great little sneak peek into a way to close the door if you think you're close. And do not talk about your personal woes. Leave those dirty laundry bits at home and focus on value and how you can solve problems and not be one. Again, more information at aureusmedical.com. I already feel a little bit better, Sonny, so thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. ptpinecast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs. From website development and hosting, to providing content marketing solutions for PT clinics across the country. See what Build PT can do for you today at buildpt.com.